You're listening to Coriander Society Adventures, a Casters and Castles production. This is episode 14, The Den of Dr. Zorbius.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coriander Society Adventures. Joining us once again are your heroes, Beatdown Casts, Ninja Man Matt, and Pods of War. And as always, I will be your faithful game master, tormented by gnomes as we return to the city of Northport underneath the sinister basement of Thornacre Manor, where our heroes have uncovered all sorts of nefarious and mysterious artifacts and experiments as they delve deeper into the laboratory of Dr. Zorbius.
All right, now that that's done, welcome back, everybody.
So I was enamored by the fact that as soon as we went on screen, all I could see was both Beatdown and I go from straight face to smile real quick, and it just
do that. Yeah, I'm on camera.
Cheesing.
It was great.
Yep. Hey guys,
like that. And then we have Pods over here, like just saluting and just bam, finger guns, just. Being anime. If I tried that in here, I would knock everything over. So
also the way that you're framed right now with the green screen and everything, it would just be like, I have no arms.
Look at all this space.
Look at my arms. My arms are amazing.
Look at all this room for activities.
Oh, ooh, so much room for activity.
All right. Well, when we last left our heroes, they were, in fact, in the basement of Thornacre. They had just discovered a hidden compartment that was dug into the basement where a number of mysterious artifacts from other worlds and some from this world were located. Gaston has confirmed that they do not contain candy. He just recently smashed one or more of those. You have
to John utter horror.
Yes. You have reason to believe that the entrance to Dr. Zorbius' laboratory is this way, through a wall and a secret door. Feel free to ask questions. It's been 2 weeks, and honestly, we're all kind of brain dead today. So, you know,
it's true.
Fear not. Go ahead.
We recovered a orb made of sunlight as well. Did we know anything about that? Did we get to make any checks to see if we have legends to behold?
We will rejoin our heroes and we will go from in alphabetical order by Twitter handle. So, Beatdown,
hey,
you just smashed an ancient tablet and it did not contain candy.
It sure did.
John severed the orb, which was coated in lead, to protect it from being scanned from the mysterious elven figure. If there's a word I'm going to eliminate from my vocabulary, it is mysterious. Every time I say mysterious from now on, all of you gain one experience point.
Hell yeah, I just heard you. Oh, from now on, never mind. Yeah.
And Matt's like, and level 20. Ding, ding. But you had recovered this glowing orb of sunlight. Gaston, you are standing in this chamber. There's a number of objects nearby. The exit from this chamber is around yon corner. What would you like to do?
Didn't we hear somebody there towards the end of our last session?
You discovered, John looked around a secret door. There's a secret door that connects the furnace room to a room where somebody wearing the garb of one of Dr. Zorbius's lab assistants was operating some big machine full of spinning wheels and screens and such. So you know there's a secret door that leads deeper into the dungeon around the corner.
Well, breaking those tablets revealed nothing. I'm very surprised too. So I'm just gonna move my guy. Wait, so I know about this secret tunnel. I'm gonna go to the secret tunnel.
I can't believe you broke the tablets.
I've done worse things.
They were like,
this morning I killed a man.
And like,
that was last night, actually.
Last night I killed a man.
That's okay. We don't care about that.
You didn't even care about that.
I know. But this was really, really cool.
It and was we like cared a little bit.
Some sort of magical portal or something. And you just smashed it, hoping that there was, I don't know, guns inside.
Is that why you smashed it, Gaston?
I can make my own guns. I don't need to find them in stone tablets.
Well, what were you hoping that would be inside?
That has a good point. Exactly. What would have been so great to make that worthwhile that you couldn't have already constructed?
To be fair, there was a magical glowing orb of sunlight in the thing you tore apart, John.
Yeah, but I had perfectly good reasons to tear it apart.
So did I.
I had a hunch you were hoping for candy. There's a completely different.
I was not hoping for candy. I was hoping for secrets. The sweet secrets of whatever, Dargons.
Okay. Did you think a Dargon was going to be inside?
Maybe.
You think he was just going to pop up, poop out a little baby Dargon?
Listen, I've seen weird shit since I met the two of you. So at this point, I'm open to whatever.
In Gaston's defense, it is very easy to summon a Dargon if you're not careful. So that absolutely could have happened. I'm exceedingly happy it did not.
Yeah, wait, are Dargons a bad thing?
I mean, they're not a necessarily good thing. Tigers aren't a bad thing, but if you're not expecting one and your one turns up in your house, I mean, it's not a good thing, is it?
Tigers are lovely.
Okay, let's put it this way. Cars are cool, right? Cars? You like cars? Yeah, like, you know, vroom vroom. Cars. Yeah. But imagine if, like, you're sleeping.
The thing that the person was working on at the magical school.
Yeah, the thing I'm doing. Yeah, those are cool. But if you wake up and there's one vroom vrooming on top of you, spilling oil everywhere, that's not super hot, is it? That's bad.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want that. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, also, Dargon's good, but also Dargon's maybe bad.
Yeah, also, I don't think you can talk to them.
Sounds like maybe you should see what Dargon mean to you.
It's a dragon. Why do I keep saying Dargon? It is a dragon.
I thought we were just going dragon? Along with this.
I thought it was Dargon.
I'm going temporarily insane.
you
destroyed
that.
A priceless, two, in fact, priceless works of art.
Yeah, let's
wait a second. How did this come back to me? I didn't start the Dargon thing. She did.
The Dargon has. You are distracting us with Dargons.
I had a very supernatural experience, and Gaston ripped that out of my heart and mind and soul, and now it's ruined, and I'll never see the Dargon again.
Okay, well, I wouldn't go that far. So just to remind you guys, there is a mad scientist in the room looking at a
bunch
of cameras.
That's where I'm trying to go.
So maybe we should look into that. So here's the thing. Luckily, it hasn't gone off yet. But just to remind you guys, I literally put a circle of death upstairs. And if too many of those mobsters get around it, things are going to go to hell up there. And as soon as things go to hell up there, I don't think we have a whole lot of time to keep being secretive. So we should probably move on.
Fine, but I'm not happy about it.
I know. Trust me, I'm not excited either. There he goes. Let's catch up.
I like how you're still having this conversation. Gaston's just sort of.
Oh wait, is this the right way?
The other way.
Is it like here?
It's over there. Which, by the way, I like how you just walked right through a brick wall.
No, I walked through the doorway. Oh wait, no, didn't we break a brick wall? Isn't that like how?
Well, yeah, but I put up a fake brick wall that. I mean, you knew it was fake, but still.
Yeah. So you're maintaining the illusion. Yeah, that's right.
But if I touch it, it's still like...
Oh, yeah, your hand goes... It's like, you know, 9 3/4. It goes right through.
Ah, cool.
So here's the thing. And I try and give everybody a really quick little layout. If you go past this door here, maybe like a few clicks this way, like 20, 25 feet, maybe 30 feet, there's going to be a man looking at a computer that's along this whole wall here. There's also a staircase or something that goes down this way. I feel like... We should probably have Senna go first. We open the door and just bonsai this guy. Like, before he can even react, we just go punch, 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 and just knock him out. Because I know it'd be good to question him, but I feel like if we leave him up, he could sound some kind of crazy alarm. We're done for. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I'm into that.
I can do it. I'll punch him in the face. Does he have a punchable face?
Oh, he's got goggles and everything.
You just made that up. You haven't seen what he looks like.
What? No, I totally did. I was in there.
Oh. Yeah, remember? He went invisible. I was there, so were you. Good times?
No.
So I back away.
If you were invisible, were you even really there?
My consciousness was. Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally counts.
Yeah, it does.
How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
Did you guys hear that?
Is this your marching order? Who's going to go through the door first?
Senna's going through the door first.
Yeah,
I would like for that very much.
We talk in third person.
Gaston, you want to bring up the rear, or do you want to go in front of me?
I'll go in front of you.
Yeah, you're pretty good at knocking people out. You can back up.
Am I?
I mean, so far, you have punched a guy out. I'm pretty sure that was you. I mean, I know.
Shot a guy in the head.
Yeah,
I did that too. So, I recall that.
And I was going to make you clean it up because yeah, that was
but,
sent us
but
apart.
That's not the worst thing you've done.
Please.
Guys, we are bickering right outside of the secret entrance to a scientist man. We should probably do this.
Okay. Go. You guys keep bringing up stuff I'm doing.
I'll punch now, talk later.
For once, I agree with that.
Okay. Do you open the secret door?
Yes.
I'm going to kick it open.
Mate, when we open the secret door, I would like to put an illusion that it's still there. That way, if he glances over, he doesn't see.
All right, so I think you might be on a different page than Asena, because here's what Asena is doing, if I understand correctly. Asena is kicking open the door and then running, just bum-rushing the guy to punch him out.
We talked about this. This was
you
not
told me
plan.
To punch him in the face. You said, go through the door, punch him in the face, knock him out.
You That's did say it. That. You
yeah, and door, Asena just said that she's opening it, so...
I'm doing it. I'm kicking the door down.
Oh, God.
Okay, everybody roll for initiative.
Instructions unclear.
Punch dude in face.
Foot caught in door.
Open door.
You say punch.
Go punch guy in face. I should have gone first.
Everybody click on your token and roll for initiative.
Oh, damn it. Oh, wait, it worked anyway. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm going to go open the door.
Sana hasn't rolled yet.
We will see if she...
31?
Yep.
Dang.
Yep.
Wait, that's not how that works. She opened
that's
the door and then we rolled
you
in.
You
yeah.
had
we rolled
a whole discussion
initiative.
On who
right.
would
Right, and
first.
Because that's the case, we are going to do initiative like this.
Ah.
Asena, you're going to go. Actually, we're going to act like this guy just took his turn. So Asena, you're going to go, then John's going to go, then Gaston's going to go, then the poor schmuck is going to go. Also, this jaunty little tune from combat list number one is called Obey the Fist. All right, Asena, you bust the door open. That's your item interaction. You have your full movement and you have an action. Go ahead and use it.
Okay. That's the guy, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna punch him.
All right, you have taken him completely by surprise, so give yourself advantage.
Okay.
And then roll an unarmed strike.
I have unarmed. Oh.
That's what punch is.
All right, now you just punched him. You have a special ability called... Where is it? Stunning Strike. When you hit someone, you can spend a focus point, and if he has to roll a constitution save, and if he fails, he is stunned until the end of your next turn.
Yeah.
That gives your entire team another round to just beat the crap out of him. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. He is going to have to roll a save against DC 13, I believe. Let me check something.
He doesn't have those.
All right. Here he goes. You run up, you punch him in the face. He is not stunned. However, this is still the first part of your action, so you get multiple attacks per round. Go ahead and roll another attack, still with advantage. Give him the old 1-2.
Pow! Man, this is good.
Yeah.
Make sure you burned that focus point.
I did.
Alright. Let me see. Combat focus.
Dude, we are just like jiving over here. This is good.
I'm not convinced. Matt, do you know if a monk can spend more than 1 point in a round?
Yep, they can spam that crap all they want.
Do you
want
to do Stunning Strike again?
Just know that is going to burn through your focus points a lot.
So,
do it.
You told me to go in here and punch this guy and
you're
knock him
saying,
out.
I feel like Gaston. You're saying it like I'm saying it's wrong. Yes. You got
what?
This.
I'm just here. What do you mean, Gaston? I'm just watching this happen.
Asena, your call.
Asena is very confused as to why this guy is not on the floor already, and so she's going to do everything that she can to live up to her reputation. You know. So
poor schmuck doesn't even begin to describe it.
Okay,
I'm going to focus point.
Burn the point, and I'm rolling another save. He just barely succeeds on that save.
Okay. I just want to point out that my punches are magical.
They are. But he doesn't have any defenses to that effect. Now, right. If you really want... see. If you really want, you can... actually, just for free, you can make another... you can use your bonus action to make a third attack. With just your bonus action. No other cost.
What? There's no... why do I have a bonus action?
So... Everyone gets a bonus action. It's not like everyone gets a bonus action, but there are some abilities that say as a bonus action, and the rule is if you have one of those, you get to use it, but you can't do more than one of those per turn. And as a martial artist, you can use whenever you punch somebody, you can use your bonus action to punch them again, or punch someone else.
It's gotta be a ba-ba-ba. You can't just punch twice.
Exactly.
What the heck?
That's weak. Alright, go ahead and roll a third attack with advantage.
Dude, it's times like these that I wish that I had been luck, because holy crap.
Pow! He is bloodied. You've just given him... he's in bad, real bad shape.
Okay.
You can spend another focus...
I didn't knock him out, but... fine.
All right.
Whatever.
John, it's your turn.
John looks utterly horrified by the kicking of the door. I'm assuming that was louder than I'll get out, right?
It was fairly loud.
Well, I know the last time we punched down a brick wall and the guards came running. So
it's louder to punch down a brick wall than to punch open a door.
So we have 1 to 2 rounds to take care of this before people show up. Okay, John is going to just try and just push back. Oh, excuse me. Gaston, pardon me. I'm going to smooch on by here. Mm-hmm. We want to try and... I think we should question this guy since we're not going to just immediately take him out, maybe. Oh,
Asena, God, gain 1 inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
From chat.
Thanks, chat.
First of all, I'm going to rush into the room. I'm not too slow. I can't get all the way, unfortunately, to where I want to be. However, we caught him by surprise, so that's good. Mate, there's like a special rule where we can just like punch somebody instead of trying to actually kill them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I try that with John?
Yeah, roll an unarmed check.
Do I have that? I do. It's an unarmed strike, but yeah, I've got that.
Yep, that's what we're doing.
I have advantage, right?
Yes, sir.
To sucker punch him? All right, I try and sucker punch him. Yeah, 21!
Oh, actually, fun fact, you have disadvantage because of chat. So we're going to take the first number there.
Which is the 13. That's right, I did have disadvantage.
However, all this guy is wearing is a lab coat, so you're fine. You still punch him. He's going to roll a saving throw, and I'm going to add all the punches that Asena delivered to this DC.
Yay!
All right. Basically, it just looks like the two of you run into the room and just, you know, pow, 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 pow. What's that? Is it there's a gif of, like, the Green Lantern just getting the crap beat out of him bunch of...
from Justice League War.
Yeah.
I like the idea of Asena going in and just cleaning his clock, and then as he's kind of dazed, I tap his shoulder and just give him a good haymaker, and
like he's reeling, you just sort of poke his nose and he falls over backwards.
Uh-huh.
Alright, target down.
She can be slightly jealous.
I mean, she did all the work.
John's like holding his hand like, oh god, and I don't know if they do that.
Typical.
Okay, I feel better. She feels better now.
Gaston.
John looks over to Senna. Good job. Gosh. Ooh.
Unless John has anything else.
Okay? Yeah, it'll be fine. John hides his hand in his trench coat.
Gaston, you're up. What would you like to do?
This is a magical hand.
Not a whole lot left for me to do, so I'm going to just saunter my way in.
Mm-hmm.
Just, nice work, guys, and start walking downstairs. Can I do that?
Yes.
John tries to get your attention. Hey, Gaston, can you take a look at some of these these doohickeys over here? This is kind of your area of expertise.
Oh, sure. Are there actual doohickeys? Am I being duped?
Nah, there's a big old, like, old school, older than old school computer. It's got, you know, tape reels on it and punch cards and big old flashing light bulbs. You know, what's the word? Capacitors haven't been invented yet, so you use, like, old school vacuum tubes, which technically shouldn't have been invented yet either. So this is some big, clunky stuff. But it's covered with low-fidelity television screens showing the perimeter. Roll a science check unless you have another skill you'd like to use.
Well, I think science is quite appropriate here.
Okay. You take a moment's look at this, and you recognize most of the tech, or at least you're able to determine its usability. This manages the security system for the area. It can power the electrical fence on and off. There's an alarm system. It's got some security cameras. So this is perimeter defense for Thornacre, and there is a large alarm that he could have thrown had he chosen to do so.
So is there a... I doubt this is, like, that sophisticated because of the time period we're in, but is there a way to set off alarms in specific areas in the house?
Not by design, like, no. Using your new jury rig ability, you might be able to make it do so. But right now, it's just either the flow on or flow off of electricity to that system.
I see. Because it would be really cool if I could just, like... What section of the house are we in?
You are in the basement.
Right. So imagine, like, if on our... So my idea would just be, what if I could rig this thing to... set off an alarm in a certain area so I can get all the goons to go to one spot, and we just walk out the front door.
I was actually kind of thinking, yeah, is there a book nearby that, like, either an instruction manual for this or, like, even a list of protocols?
There is not. Dr. Zorbius is not a big fan of documentation, but with a 22 science check, Gaston has a very good understanding of the workings of this system. So, again, it's designed to just be alarm on or alarm off. And when that alarm goes on, power goes out and it just gets routed to all these different things that turn on, right? It's not super sophisticated. It's just when the power flows, the thing goes ring, 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 ring. So,
could I make it sophisticated?
With your jury rig, if you take it apart, follow the power lines for a little bit, you could. It would take you some time, at least a minute, I would say. To do so.
I would very much like to try that.
All right.
I want to remind...
Do I have Jerry Rig yet?
Yeah, I think you just picked it up because you guys just hit level 6. I thought you just got it.
Right. Hey, so Gaston, while you're plugging around with that, I want to remind you, I set like a literal magic bomb upstairs, and the parameters of which is that if there are 3 or more of these goon guards peoples... in the area and someone attempts to go down the stairs to follow us, it goes off. So the more people that you can gather into that location at once would be preferable, since it would end literally a lot of people's days and be a lot less trouble for us.
Right, I'm listening. I like it.
You want to keep that in mind.
I do. Which area again, by the way?
It was like the main, not the main foyer, but that hallway leading to the downstairs area.
Oh, the way we came in. So then we're going to literally plan to just go out the front instead. Once we draw the attention there.
I mean, from where we are. Yeah, I mean, we could either go back the secret way that we came, or we could, yeah, go up to the front door. That would probably be okay.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want to waste the magic bomb, you know? So much potential there.
Speaking of which, mate, I'm going to go... Whoa, nope, not... Whoa, where did I go? There I am. Okay. I want to just...
Good.
I want to pop around the corner and just close this secret entrance again.
Smart.
And I'm going to put another
Are
little...
Are you going to, like, be very, like, cautious and quiet?
I'm going to be absolutely cautious and quiet, and I'm going to throw another Chester Cat out there.
Mm-hmm.
With the intention for it to, in about 20 seconds... No. 18 seconds. It's going to run behind somewhere and then disappear.
Okay. Nicely done. Gaston is going to spend a minute unplugging things. And as he works on that and before we resolve the success or failure of that attempt, Asena, what would you like to do while you wait?
I'm gonna peek around this corner and see what's over here. Can I do that? Hey guys!
Ooh.
I think I see a ladder.
Asena, as you approach the ladder, you notice that it ends in a hatch, a curved hatch.
Ooh.
There's like a contraption thingy. I think we can go through it.
How high up does it go?
Not high. Not high at all. Also know that my distance of high is very much different than yours.
John has to poke around the corner and see if he can get an idea of how high is.
All right. It goes up about 10 feet, and this matches the location on the manor of the well in the garden. So this is likely the secret door that leads from the garden into the laboratory of Dr. Zorbius.
First of all, awesome. Second of all, mate, you, I believe, forgot at the end of the last game that we played, we hit the first tier of Act of God and we never resolved it, and you were saving it for the next session, which would have been last week but is now this week.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that, so I will think of what to do with that on the break in about 30 minutes.
Glorious.
No, that's completely valid. The people have a right to know. All right.
I'm excited about what a coriander act of God looks like.
Me too. Unless it is going to demolish us and our plans, then I am less excited.
I'm not saying it's ninjas.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
It's like, what are the gods of coriander? Ninjas, robots, pirates, and zombies. Asena. Yep.
Throwing on a dartboard.
Is there anything else you'd like to do, Asena?
All right, go up the ladder.
All right, you climb up the ladder. The hatch is fairly... From this side, it's easy to open, and it does, in fact, open out into the middle of a well. There's water at the bottom of the well, but there is a rope leading straight up.
Hey, John, I found water.
Wow.
It's very wet up here.
Perhaps...
Should go up here. I think we go up here.
You know what? I really don't know about that.
Why not?
I think that's the entrance that Giotto... No, not Giotto. What's the other guy's name? Pavlo was telling us about. The one that has the trap on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't go that way since we're already in here. I think that leads to the courtyard where all the goons are.
I want to punch him in the face.
There's going to be so many things to punch down here. I can guarantee it. More weak-jawed scientists. We can do that.
More people later. Down here to punch
yes,
than up there?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Gaston is giggling to himself while hearing this happen.
All right, Gaston, roll either with one of your sets of tools or a science check to do the hack.
If I were to... Because for Tinker's tools, it says query. What stat would I end up using?
Pure intelligence.
Hey, mate, just to clarify, create Chester the Cat to hopefully try to distract Asena during the last bit of this.
look at the cat! Please don't go upstairs and blow our cover!
And literally, the cat is much like if you would do a laser pointer for a cat, Chester is literally climbing along the walls like a spider and jumping around and trying to get Asena to catch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna fall for the bait. I'm just gonna be like, ooh!
Perfect.
And then bounce off of the same walls to sort of just like follow her.
And she's really good at it too.
You're doing the Mario jump where you're just going up the 10-foot wall, like just bouncing.
Yeah. I think the cat wants us to go this way.
Did you end up rolling science, by the way, that 16?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, you've successfully got it to the point where you believe you can set off an alarm on one floor. a specific floor. Second floor, first floor, basement.
I'll take it.
The lab assistant sort of grumbles and moans on the ground.
Gonna kick him in the face to make sure he's still out.
Oh. I mean, we maybe could have questioned him, but I think he's pretty far gone now.
Ah, he was far gone before. Did you guys see what you did to him earlier?
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna pick him up, mate, and I'm gonna go tie him to this wheelchair.
Okay.
But, like, I'm going to leave it laying over. I'm not going to leave it up so I can try and go over towards it and sound the alarm. I'm just huddling him in the corner, tied to a wheelchair. By the way, are these candles? What's up with these things?
Those are tanks of stuff.
Can we investigate the tanks of stuff?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A science check, perception check, or an investigation check.
I'm going to investigate, and I'm going to try to help distract Asena. I'm like, hey, Asena. Real quick, these are pretty heavy. Can you come lift this up for me while I take a look?
Okay. So walk over there, easily pick up one and just like hold it in front of his face.
Yes.
Perfect.
That's what I'm going for. Oh yeah, yeah, just right there. I think I need you to hold that for like the next minute while I just take a real good look at it. If you can just, yeah, I know you can handle it.
Okay, not a problem.
And
so there's a long sniff though.
Wow, that was a real bad roll. That's the best thing.
Shut
I
up,
do.
Mr. Huge Modifier.
Yeah,
that's
what
literally
the hell?
What I do. That's literally my thing.
That's true. You are an investigator. All right. So these are various catalysts, chemical agents, and supplies. They are probably smuggled in with the help of the Column crime organization. Maybe stolen from various industrial plants. None from Keller Industrial, because that's defunct, but there's a plastic manufacturing company on the east side of the river that these are taken from, a few other places. You don't have a good... With an investigation check, you're not going to get an idea of the uses of these things, but you do have an idea of the breadcrumbs of what's their supply line, etc.
I love how Janessa's been holding it up the whole time.
The commitment is strong.
Still holding it. I licked it
too. So is she.
It tastes really bad. It smells even worse.
But this is a what?
Like
she's just like drinking formaldehyde. Like,
this is a canister of what though specifically?
There's a variety of different substances. There are some catalysts, some cleaning agents, various. Again, with investigation check, you don't really have a solid handle on the nature of the chemicals, but it's a bunch of chemicals.
I would like to let Gaston know. Oh, you can put that down, by the way. Thank you. I'd like to let Gaston know what I found.
Go!
I totally chugged. I threw it. I dropped it.
I knew you were going to. I mean, I was going to specify specifically, but I was like, you know what? No, it's better this way.
Asena, roll 1d20. Just a flat 1d20 for me.
Oh, God, you're going to break it. So as she's doing that, I do want to get out to Gaston what these are and ask if he knows what sort of process this could be used in. And as soon as that happens, it's punctuated by the doom.
18. All right. I was going to go with low result pops it. High result does not. So it sort of bounces and rolls, but it does not start leaking all over the
chamber. It doesn't go rolling down the stairs.
Dong, 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 dong.
Oh my God.
John runs over, puts his hands on it, and inspects it to see if there's any kind of dent or breach or anything.
Oh, seems fine.
Oh. Remember that analogy we had about the Dargons and the cars? This is a Dargon car. We are nice to Dargon cars. And I set it down very gently.
Oh. I'm going to pick up another one and like just sort of like practice like
Imagine if you were setting me down. Pretend I am a Dargon car.
Don't.
You're a Dargon car?
Don't say that.
I'm not a Dargon car, but I'm just saying like
no.
You know I'm frail, so you wouldn't just throw me on the ground. You know what I mean? You'd be gentle, I would hope. I was trying to use our friendship
really
as an analogy
confused.
For care. Don't worry about
She's
it.
She's like, should she have been more careful with other humans in the past?
Yes, absolutely yes.
This is why John does not teach at the Donahue Institute for Gifted Youngsters.
He doesn't understand
Athena is definitely a special one.
Everyone has their own learning style, right?
True.
You know, I feel like you're underestimating how on the level and cool John can be with the kids nowadays.
How do you do? He can speak
their lingo.
All right.
Their level.
Gaston, while this is going on, what do you do?
I would like to analyze one of the canisters that they have not touched, hopefully.
Okay.
And figure out, you know.
Roll science!
Can I use an inspiration? Would I use an inspiration for this?
You can. Wait, you certainly
what
can.
What is this for?
I want to know what's in the canisters.
So not that I can dictate exactly how you want this to go down, my DM master man, but I'm wondering if by doing a little bit of investigation and then kind of giving him a hand with some of this, does that count as like an aid action or nine?
Yes, it does. I hereby relinquish your second disadvantage that you have and grant no advantage for this action.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Okay. What does a 10 give me, ODM?
Not a whole lot. You can definitely identify some of the chemicals. You think maybe they're biological preservatives? Like, none of them are hardcore disinfectants. None of them are things that are going to kill microbes or other forms of life. So it might be for some sort of biological process, but that's about all you get from it.
Okay. I can pretty confidently say basically whatever you just said, but it's not important enough to go further. Let's just leave it.
Can I roll insight on the DM? I just saw a little eye twinge that I don't at all trust.
You can roll insight on the DM.
Very good.
Insight? Good luck with that.
Wait, what?
15. Do I understand?
You do not.
Well, unfortunate. I did my best, guys.
Did you?
I thought I was inspiring. Sorry. Inciting the DM, not a Shardalon. This is crazy.
The DM is the only monster more powerful than a Shardalon. All right, true. Team, what would you like to do?
Descend into the lab, I suppose.
Did you set off the alarm, Gesto?
No, this is for later.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He rigged it so he can control which floor it goes off on.
Oh, good. Wonderful. And if you guys would like, just to kind of capstone our first successful foray into this place, does everyone want to give this scientist man one last temple kick to kind of make sure he stays down, or are we good with how he is currently?
I want to kill the guy.
Isn't he tied to the wheelchair?
Yes.
I feel like he's fine.
Last time I talked about very, very easily doing this, and you guys seem very kick and punch happy. I just thought you were wanting to get another one in.
Yeah, but he's like down already. That's kind of.
I didn't know that was appropriate, and I stormed down the stairs.
I mean, maybe we want to like tape his mouth shut.
I'll like tap the wheelchair with my foot just to see if he moves.
Oh, I thought that was part of me like tied and gagging him. Okay, I will specify he is tied up and bound and gagged and.
All right.
Oh, cool. All
Gaston, while you do so, roll a perception check for me.
Ooh, perception. Oh, it's not bad.
Okay. You notice he's got a strange contraption. It's got silvery tanks attached to it and a nozzle at the end.
Oh. Wait, the guy we beat up and tied up?
Yes, sir.
I would like to investigate it.
Okay.
Also, isn't Asuna carrying a backpack full of stuff?
I got a berserker bag.
Yeah, you got a bag that gives you a berserker
Is that the same stuff? I wonder.
No. This is different. Roll one more science check for me, Gaston, and then we'll...
Say less.
Okay. Ah, it's a freeze ray.
Ooh. Oh, dibs. Oh my god.
Mate, while this is going on, you can finish with this, but I forgot. I should probably search this guy. Can I search this guy to see if he has a key or anything on him?
He has no key or anything useful. He has his outfit, and he has a freeze ray.
Cool.
We have our berserker back.
Hey, Todd, dude.
That's funny as hell.
That's awesome.
I don't know where the hose attachment went, but
I.
Where'd you get that?
I made it.
Does she get inspiration for that? I feel like.
As soon as you use the berserker thing, I'm giving you inspiration because you have the buff. Like, not until it's activated, but 100% that's happening. Marching
Holy
order.
Crap.
Actually,
I'm giving you inspiration. That's amazing. Here, take one of mine.
Is that how that works?
You are allowed to give somebody else your inspiration.
John is incredibly inspired.
I should probably spend it because I have 9.
You have 9? Never mind. Okay, you have my inspiration.
Give me that back.
Yeah, you have 9 of them? Holy crap.
You're taking it back? Okay, fine.
You have 9 of them.
Well, now I have 8. So.
All right, John starts heading down the stairs. What are the rest of you doing?
I'm also heading down the stairs. I'm taking the freeze ray and immediately equipping it because that's cool as hell.
All right. Add that to your inventory.
Is it like what I... Okay, I'll put it in the inventory. 1 freeze ray.
That's we just had a conversation about capitalism and not worrying about money. I'm going to treat this as money. I will go along. And even if you have 9 of them now, I truly am inspired by your efforts. So I just hope in the future, if John does something cool, you'll spot me an inspiration if something awesome happens. Because that is a seriously really cool backpack.
In my head, I'm just like imagining them as like coins that were like passing back and forth through each other. Like... Yeah.
I
don't know what it is.
The concept of inspiration, I feel, is almost like compliments. Like, it's serotonin. Like, yes, thank you for the good vibes.
You gain 1 serotonin for doing this.
God,
you're just
going to
keep shooting
easy.
Vibes at each other.
Exactly. Ooh, no, remember.
You're awesome. You're awesome.
Remember, Pods, you can spend inspiration to, in the place of a focus point, you can spend inspiration to immediately re-roll. To force an enemy to re-roll something if they get a result that you don't like. You can also spend inspiration to change the world, to do things like, hey, is there a support beam in here I can take cover behind? And I'm like, no. And then you say, 2 inspiration, how about yes? And the more inspiration you have, the bigger like plot elements and stuff you can add to scenes.
For instance, let's say that when you threw that canister and it exploded, you could say a little pet goo monster came out that is now your friend, and you give Joe as many inspiration as that would require.
Yes.
Gotcha. Cool. Good to know.
All right. One last time, go ahead and line up on the stairs so I know who's going down in what order. All right. Tank in the back. Cool.
She's also the fastest, so.
That's true. As you descend into the laboratory of Dr. Zorbius.
Oh, hello. We appear to have teleported.
I'll move you a little bit so you can see what's going on. Stairs! See?
I see.
Sense.
Very good.
As you descend the stairs into the sub-basement, you see the following. In front of you, stairs leading upwards. In this, there are 3 cell doors. You have not yet investigated them, so you do not know their contents. Around the corner, 2 goons are transporting cargo and muttering to each other. John, you entered first. What would you like to do?
I would like to rage.
You are the wrong class. Chat is gifting serotonin, so I'm going to go ahead and roll 1d4.
Ooh.
On a 1, it's Beatdown. On a 2, it's Ninja Man Mad. On a 3, it's Pause of War. And on a 4, it's me.
Yep, I knew you were going to say that.
4, it's me.
Yep, it's of course.
Yay!
Okay. And, you know what? That's cool. I'm cool with that. That's fine. So, just to remind us as we're going down the stairs, before we get an earshot of other people, we are here to get as much information as we can on Dre Dodson and his father. We are here to get any research notes or any information about Zorbius Brandt, and there was something else. I'll have to review my notes to see what that is. But hopefully we stay as quiet as possible on our way here. That being said, we have at least two gentlemen nearby that need to be dealt with. We could just run up and knock them out.
I mean, they're not looking at us, so...
You were a little displeased with the last time that I did that. And...
That is true.
Okay, last time you kicked open the door, alerting a lot of nearby people what we could be doing this time.
But did we die, though?
Wait, you want me to do it quiet.
Yes, that's the one. Yes,
okay,
yes,
you
yes.
should have said that from the beginning. Okay.
You're right, I should.
I like where that's going.
So, I'm going to go ahead, and John stands at the bottom of the stairs here and traces his fingers in the air and creates another minor illusion in this... Oh, let me change it so you can see what I'm saying here. In this view where the stairs are, to kind of like make it look like hallway beyond, so that way we can get as much distance as we can to try to sneak up on these guys.
It's like the opposite of the Bugs Bunny fake tunnel.
Exactly.
Can I just hit him with the freeze ray?
Have you used it yet?
No.
I mean, it could literally go boom, boom, as it shoots out a freeze ray. I mean, we've
got... but he'll still get frozen.
Stone, don't you field test? Or you have to test this stuff in a lab before you take it to the field. I mean, we don't know. It could freeze your hand off when you use it.
A true scientist always tests the formula on themselves.
Not this one on myself, but I'm doing it. I'm just going to shoot the freeze ray.
Everybody? Oh, okay. Gosh. You fire the freeze ray. Where are you aiming it?
I'm going to aim it at, I'm going to aim it at thing one over here.
All right. Everybody, roll for initiative.
Oh, gosh. Our group is nothing if not interesting.
Uh-oh.
I forgot to...
That's fine. I'll add you manually. That's fine, Asana. I'll add you manually.
Hey, I wonder if I should do the same thing.
You should select your token. There we go. Good job. And the goons... Not bad. That being said, they don't see you yet. All right, John, you cast an illusion right there. Gaston fires the freeze ray.
Whoa, wait a minute. Last time I said I got to kick the door down and go first, and now you're making it be my whole turn to do that?
Well, you said what you were doing. He said what he was doing.
I
want to let him shoot the freeze ray. You guys have them by surprise, so you'll get to go before the goons get to go. But I want to let him shoot the freeze ray.
I'm not saying don't let him shoot the freezer, but maybe I wanted to do something cool too. I don't know.
Do you have something that you can do that is not going to steal the thunder from the shooting of the freezer?
No, DM, take my agency from me. I put a field of Acme stuff up, and it's not.
Do you have something else?
Nah, I'm okay.
All right. No inspiration, but respect.
I back away. I back the hell away, is what I do.
Good call.
John, as you back the hell away, a hand emerges from this cell, grasping at you.
Was I that close? I was right here.
I don't know. It's dramatic.
Oh, okay.
Tried. Well, yeah, tried.
Okay, a hand grasps at me.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an undead hand?
No. You look and you recognize Saul Henning, the smuggler.
Oh! So, what the fuck are you doing in there?
You gotta get me out of here. This place is wild.
Yeah, no shit. You were supposed to hit town, man. What the fuck? Okay, hold on a second. We're about to do some crazy shit. You need to back up. Back the fuck up for a second.
Okay.
He backs up in his 5-foot cell. I'm backed up.
Just press up against the wall or something, and I back up as well. You are muted, sir, and we get experience.
Gain one experience point. At the top of the stairs, there's a door.
Okay.
That is all. This cell appears to be unoccupied. I will drop the... I'll drop the light barrier on these cells. Just know that they are cell doors.
Oh, holy macamole. What is that?
That's a pile of bones. All right. Gaston, You have your full movement, and it's an action to fire the freeze ray. What would you like to do?
I'm going to shoot the guy in front of me. Like, directly in front of me.
Okay. Let me look at your character sheet to see what makes the most sense here. Alright, just roll... This is like one of your sleep dart attacks. So roll sleep dart. We're going to ignore the actual result. Or tracking dart. It doesn't matter. Just roll one of those. 13. Oh, and roll again because you have advantage because you got the jump on this guy.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take the 13, which Ooh. Is good enough to hit a goon.
Woo! Yay,
a burst of just like... Mr. Freeze, you know, shoots out through the air. Roll 2d8. Six. Okay, you deal 6 points of cold damage. And the goon rolls a constitution saving throw. And succeeds and is not frozen solid.
Yet.
Do you have any movement left?
Yeah.
Do you want to use it?
That's a good question. Is there anything I can do with a bonus action? Not really. So, wait, can I shoot my darts as a bonus action? Is that a thing?
I don't believe so.
As an inspiration, right. You can.
Yes, for an inspiration,
is that,
you can.
All right, I will shoot the guy I almost froze with a sleep dart.
Okay.
With my inspiration.
Burn one inspiration and roll a sleep dart attack.
Sleep dart attack.
I love the idea that Gaston comes up with this big old freeze gun, tries to freeze and doesn't work, just turns his arm and then clicks the sleep dart.
Oh, I got it.
You rolled a 20 to hit. Roll a second one, because you should still have advantage, because you still have surprise. Alright, we're just checking for crits, honestly, because you definitely hit with that first one. The guy has to roll a constitution saving throw against a DC of 14, which he fails, and falls unconscious.
Easy.
Nice.
Nice to meet you.
Alright. On the goon's turn, they don't get to do anything because they're surprised. What the heck? He turns around. Hey, bud, you doing all right? He turns around. His eyes go like saucers. They are no longer surprised. Attacks against them no longer have advantage. Asena, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to walk down. This is a stairway down, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk down the stairs here. Oh! I didn't even see that guy!
Let me out of here.
And you heard him back against the wall.
So what Asana is going to do is, how do I get this little ruler thingy here? You guys can see the ruler, right?
When you deploy it. Currently, we cannot see it.
Oh. How do I show you?
Right there you go.
No, that was me doing it. Not if you're picking yourself up, we won't see it until you drop it. If you use the ruler tool on the left-hand side, we will see it.
Okay. I just want to show you, like, what I'm thinking.
Then, yeah, grab the ruler, and now I see it. That was John. Yeah, now we see it. So you can right-click.
Am I green?
Yep, you're green.
This is what she's going to do. Gonna sort of like do a little like bouncy off the wall.
Ooh, yeah.
And jump on this guy from above.
Nice.
Great style.
Okay. Yeah. Roll an athletics check for me. Normal, no advantage or disadvantage. Ooh. Nice. Gaston sort of ducks as you fly through the air. All your muscles coil up against the wall and you spring forward, attacking with the high ground. For this one round, you still get advantage to punch this guy.
Yeah, because I'm coming from high.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
So roll two attacks, both with advantage. 10 points of damage. Pow! The guy... Whoop! So you have a couple of options here. The guy is absolutely reduced down to his last point of health. You can either use your bonus action and just make your next attack, or you can use your reaction to finish him.
Finish him.
Yeah, let's do the reaction.
All right. Pow. Pow, he goes down. You've used 35 feet of movement. Your move speed is 45, so you have 2 more squares of movement. Oh yeah, no, that's only 30. So you have 3 more squares of movement if you'd like to use them.
Okay. We're gonna... Gosh, I need to learn how to use this. I think my computer's lagging. Oh no, I broke the immersion.
My immersion! Oh, no.
Yeah, that one. Yep.
I don't know. Well, I'm gonna go right here. This was apparently a bad idea, you guys!
Destroy! Destroy intruder! Destroy!
Well.
Guys! I think we're in trouble!
Where even are you?
Right next. Well, down and past you a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Asena, you have a bonus action remaining that you haven't used. You can spend a focus point to dash, which will let you move again, or dodge, which will give anyone who tries to attack you disadvantage until your next turn.
I'm not sure how good Asena is going to go against a robot. Like, that seems very, I don't know. So,
Crap, we haven't even found his lair yet.
But that means we're close.
Do I dash to the other side of him, or do I roll, because he's probably going to shoot at me?
So, when you look at this guy, he has slicing claws and a big antenna on his head with circular rings around it. You have no idea what it is.
I have no idea what this... I've never seen this thing before.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, how does it look compared to the other robots that she did see?
It looks...
I didn't see those.
You didn't?
No. Those were not in the rooms I was in.
That's right. You're the only one who really ran into those, Matt.
No, they were all in the hallway when we were trying to get out of there. They were right on top of us when I threw the water ball down.
Yeah, that is...
I wasn't similar...
in that hallway.
If Asena says she doesn't remember it, then Asena doesn't remember it.
True.
Remember, I was dropping soup and like.
You were doing a lot of stuff. You were doing. It was a crazy day. It was
melding doors.
Yep. Well, I believe in you.
There's a weird thing here. I'm gonna spend a focus point, or I'm gonna spend an inspiration in lieu of a focus point.
Good.
No, I'm gonna spend a focus point.
Wait. One second. I'm only telling you this because I want to remind you of your awesome thing. You have a backpack that turns you into God. Just putting that out there.
Wait, what?
You want me to use that now?
I mean, there's a big giant thing. You have no idea what it is. I'm just reminding you. You have it. You can do whatever you want. I just wanted to make sure because I'm seeing it on you right now. It's the only reason I remembered. You have a really cool backpack that does cool stuff. Yeah, exactly. So
I think that she is so terrified of something completely unnatural that is yelling at her and got a little like, fink, like, nah. She's not even going to think about that now. I think she's going to try and, like, I don't know, go up high maybe? Like, jump on, like, the wall and sort of, like, cling there?
The hallways in here are 10 feet tall.
I can jump that high.
Absolutely. So if you use the focus point or the inspiration, you will get an additional 45, which is 9 squares of movement. So you could run all the way back around here, or you could end up in the hallway basically anywhere. Also, for your information, there is a door. I'll make it a little more obvious. There's a door at the end of the hallway, and there are 4 cells along here.
Okay.
Also, mate, how tall are these boxes if she wanted to go high?
Oh, like 5 feet. Oh, there's also some prisoners here that I forgot to add to the map. Give me a sec.
Please do.
You might recognize one of them. The kid from the sewers. The hey. Newspaper kid is down here.
Oh, wow.
The crocodile Aww. Kid.
Yep.
The newsy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm
Senna,
spending
What's
spending
going on over there?
Point. Mm-hmm. You don't want to know.
Destroy. Destroy.
Oh, no.
You're spending the focus point and...
I'm spending a focus point and I'm jumping all the way back here.
Just return to sender.
Yeah. She's gonna jump on the walls. She's like a cat that got terrified and just like...
It's like seeing a cucumber except it's got a ray gun on it.
Yeah.
All right then. We are going to take a 5-minute break. And when we come back, our heroes will face the wrath of a Zorbot Mark II. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, no.
Mark II. That's okay.
The story continues next time on Coriander Society Adventures. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. For more Casters and Castles adventures, visit our live stream at twitch.tv/castersandcastles.